Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just a friendly reminder, the Minchas afternoon is 5:15 p.m. A friendly reminder that Learning in the Shul this week is sponsored by the Rosenzweigs, Lili Nishmas Bela Freda Basra Reb Chaim Volvo, Lili Nishmas Klunimus Ben Moshe Yisrael, and Lili Nishmas Avram Yoab and Shmuel. And Mishnayos are sponsored as they are every single day, Lili Nishmas Sara Malka Basra Reb Yitzchak, and Nishamash Av and Aliyah. We are learning Misach the Olos, but we're quickly coming to the end. Today we're going to start with Perek Yud Ches Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So yesterday we started talking about a concept called Beis HaPras and the three different types of Batei Pras there are. So today we're going to talk about a funeral home. But in the olden days they didn't have a home. They called it a Stei Bochen. What they would have is a special field where people used to get together to hear Espedim, they would cry over there. That's why it was called a Stei Bochen. Bochen from the word to cry. So the Mishnah tells us, L'nitas l'nizras v'afar atar. You can't plant things over there, but not because there's a problem with the ground. The reason you can't plant over there is because it has the status of Rishus Sarabim, and you don't have a right to go ahead and plant inside Rishus Sarabim. It's going to mess people up. The afar tar, the dirt itself is tar. V'osumi mena tanurim lakodesh. You can even take the dirt, bake it into an oven, and cook kachim inside the oven. When we're dealing, going back to yesterday's mission, we talked about the Beis HaPras, to see if there's anything inside, because the field got plowed. So the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you can certainly check it for people who are going to make the Karban Pesach. Proving, of course, when we're talking about Masechta Olos, as the Daf Yomi is learning Karban Pesach, everything's obviously connected. So a person has to go up to Yerushalayim. If his road is impeded because he has to walk through a Beis HaPras, we check the Beis HaPras. But we don't check for a guy who has to go ahead to go get to eat Truma. What about the third guy who has a problem with Tumah, the Nazir, Ula Nazir? So Beis Shammai Omer Bodkin, and Beis Hillel Omer Ein Bodkin. Beis Shammai says, you got to check it out. Beis Hillel says, no. Ketzad Ubodek, how do you check the ground? So maybe it's the Afar Shiyachal Asito, Benosin Letoch, Kvarash and Nekaveh Adakim. What you do is you bring earth that can be moved, and you put it into a sifter that has very thin little holes, right? Umamachin, and then you shake it back and forth, and crush up any crumbles, any clods of dirt that are there. And Imsasham etzum kitzoara tame. If you find a little bone that's the size of a barley corn, it's going to be tame. And of course, a person has to go ahead and be careful in those instances because you're going to create a situation of tuma. So ketzad mitar in a space apras. How do you go ahead and purify the situation? Snotlumi menesh shloshet tvachim. Oh, no, sein al gabo shloshet tvachim. You'd have to strip the top three tvachim because that's how far the plow goes down, right? Strip three tvachim depth from the entire field, or add a topsoil three tvachim deep. Im nato mechetzu echad shlosha tvachim, and asan al gabo chetzu achad shlosha tvachim tar. It doesn't have to be an even decision. You can strip three tvachim from one side of the field and add an extra three tvachim on the other side. You will have created a six tvachim gap between two halves of the field, but that's neither here nor there. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu natal mimena tefach umechzem, and osein olav tefach umechzem, mimakom acheretor. Even if you just get to the three tefachim by stripping of a tefach and a half and adding a tefach and a half, it would be Torah. But the Chacham don't agree with him, because then you only have taken care of a tefach and a half. Harutzei beis apras ba'avonim shein yochol asitan. What if you have a beis apras that got paved with stones that are so large that they can't be moved, so they're in there permanently? So Torah, we say in such a situation, it's going to be tahor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afa uzik beis apras tor, even if you just hoed the beis apras, that will be tar as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezer Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, fantastic day.